You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gilseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
How does the gospel of Christ bring peace, forgiveness, and restoration to women who are struggling after an abortion? We get to share about a special retreat through Word of Hope, a ministry of Lutherans for Life.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu.
Joining us today, Deaconess Dr. Chrissy Gillette, Word of Hope Director. Welcome, I think, back to The Coffee Hour, Deaconess.
Yes, it's been a few years, but it is wonderful to be back with you.
Yes, it's wonderful to talk to you today, and there's a really great event coming up that we get to share about today. But first, to tell us about Word of Hope and your role as director with Word of Hope.
Thank you. So Word of Hope is, as you said, a ministry of Lutherans for Life, and we exist to share the healing and hope found in Jesus Christ with those who've been brokenhearted by life issues, any that might occur from fertilization to eternity. We do serve youth and adults, men and women, families, churches, schools, any that have faced deeply painful experiences such as abortion, suicide, end-of-life concerns. And through the compassionate support, biblical truth, and Christ-centered care, we bring people towards Christ's forgiveness, healing, and renewed hope. In three ways, we have spiritual care services in the format of crisis information and referral, which is our hotline, education and training opportunities, and distinctly spiritual care sessions, which is what we'll be talking about today.
Well, I am interested in learning more about the retreat. What is the Redeeming Grace Retreat? How did the idea for this begin?
Well, Redeeming Grace is the name of the direct spiritual care plan specifically for abortion recovery. And we at Word of Hope developed it. It's for many women who've completed this program on an individual basis. But this year is our first retreat for women. And as we said, it'll be held October 1st through 4th at Wildwoods Hills Ranch in St. Charles, Iowa. And that registration closes on September 15th.
Which is coming up soon, but there's still time to register if anyone listens to this and is themselves interested or knows of somebody who this would be good for. There will be still time to register when this episode airs. Tell us a little bit about the name Redeeming Grace. What inspired that name?
The answer to this question really gets at the heart of our mission and vision for the women attending this retreat. Redeeming grace is an unearned gift. It's the loving intervention in the life, suffering, and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that forgives our sins and restores us to that right relationship with God. And so this gift does more than just wipe away past mistakes. It brings spiritual renewal, brings hope, and the power to change lives.
Tell us about who you designed this retreat for.
Well, Lifeway research studies found that 70% of women with a history of abortion identify as Christian. And more than half of those church-going women who had an abortion never share that experience with anyone in the congregation. In fact, many of women carry their pain for years, decades even, believing that abortion is unforgivable or that they are unworthy of God's grace. And so this retreat is designed for these Christian women, the women who are sitting in our pews, participating in Bible studies, serving in congregations, and long for the peace that comes from Christ's forgiveness.
So you're looking at these women who are sitting in the pew, but don't maybe believe that that forgiveness that's being spoken is for them because of something that they've done in their past. So tell us how this retreat can help these women. What are the main goals that participants can expect from the retreat?
That the primary goal really is to help women heal after an abortion through God's word. The participants are given the opportunity to first acknowledge their loss, to address the guilt, the shame, and the grief, then receive Christ's forgiveness and experience the peace that comes from his grace. Through the scriptures, the support, and the reflection, women are reminded, most importantly, of their value in Christ, and then they're equipped to move forward in that hope and renewed faith.
There have been retreats like this before? Is this, how far are we into Redeeming Grace retreats, I guess I could say?
Well, this is our first retreat together. We've had individual women, many individual women go through the program through Word of Hope. But we believe that it's important to come together in a group format.
And what does that mean for today? Why is it important to have a retreat like Redeeming Grace today in today's world?
Yes. Well, although abortion is legal in many states, it still conflicts with many women's deeply held personal beliefs and values. And that leads to guilt and shame and self-blame and even questions about her personal identity and worth. So many women carry that burden and in isolation, often fearing judgment from others. In this small group setting of the retreat, participants discover that they're not alone, which is what makes coming together so important. But they're also met with compassion rather than condemnation. So the supportive environment allows them to openly acknowledge their struggles, to confess their guilt, and then to hear the reassurance of Christ's forgiveness. And that's what brings the healing and the peace and the renewed hope.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us more about that community aspect. You know, we have a theology of the body. We come together as people in churches and congregations. We walk together with each other. What is that community aspect of coming together as a group for this kind of retreat? How does that help these women who are going to be attending?
Well, I think it's helpful mostly because it provides that corrective emotional experience. Women can expect a safe, confidential, and Christ-centered environment to address these lasting effects of abortion. Everything is shared. Everything that is shared is treated with care and respect. And this allows women to speak openly without the fear of judgment. Through the gathering together, the fellowship of Christ in this body, we have the readings of scripture, we have prayer together, we have guided reflection and the small group discussion. And this allows for the processing of grief, guilt, and even trauma. And in that way, they receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness. And many leave with a renewed sense of peace and purpose in their identity in Christ.
Talking about women maybe carrying this burden for a very long time, not wanting to share with others, and men too, I'm sure, carrying that burden, not wanting to share with others. What would you say to the person listening who might have interest in this retreat, in Redeeming Grace retreat, and confronting the things that they've, the burden that they've been dealing with for so long, but they really don't want others to know about it. They're not ready to open up to people around them about it. What words might you have for them?
Yeah. So to anyone who's even got that inkling of considering attending, but maybe you're questioning or feeling hesitant, I would first say that you're not alone. Many women come to this program carrying fear and shame and uncertainty, even concerns about confidentiality. And that's why we are deeply committed to providing a safe, a compassionate, and completely confidential environment where you can share only what you're comfortable sharing and know that you'll be met with grace and understanding, not judgment. You don't have to carry this burden alone any longer, that healing truly is possible. And countless women have already found peace through God's forgiveness and the support that others who understand their experience. And it's that coming together where others understand is often missing. And then if you feel God nudging you toward healing, then I encourage you to just step out in faith. You might feel anxious when you arrive, but it's our prayer that you leave knowing that you're forgiven, that you're loved, and most importantly, that you're valued in Christ.
Do you have a story you can share with us, someone who has benefited from a Word of Hope and the retreats like you're offering with Redeeming Grace?
Yes, I do. We've had a few women who've provided testimonies for us, and I'll share one now. One Christian woman, because I think it's very relevant, she is Christian. She shared that although she knew abortion was wrong, she did not realize the pain that it would bring for years afterwards. She coped by staying busy until her marriage and life began to fall apart. And although she received counseling for the divorce, she found very little help for the lingering effects of abortion. And so for years, the mention of abortion in church or in conversations, she said, brought tears and deep discomfort. During the Redeeming Grace program, though, she came to understand that through God's word, she was worthy of forgiveness and that her life had value. She found healing in Christ's forgiveness, and she gained a new appreciation for God's mercy and love. And she made sure that we knew that she wanted to encourage any woman who had an abortion to participate in the program and experience that peace that comes through repentance and receiving forgiveness through Christ, and that they receive that for themselves.
Sounds like a really wonderful opportunity for women who are experiencing pain to have a community with other women and to hear the gospel of Christ for them, for their forgiveness. We have more to talk about with the Redeeming Grace Retreat. I'm talking with Deaconess Dr. Chrissy Gillette, Word of Hope Director. We will be right back after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Deaconess Dr. Chrissy Gillette, Word of Hope Director, a ministry of Lutherans for Life, about the Redeeming Grace Retreat coming up October 1st through 4th. Of this year, and I understand the registration deadline is September 15th. So there is just there's a little bit more time. If people are listening to this and still want to register, there is time. Deaconess, tell us about what participants can expect. You mentioned that there could be some anxiety when someone arrives. Something like this can be scary to step out into. What are some things that participants can expect during the retreat?
So I think having that image and that idea of what's going to happen helps to alleviate some of the nervousness. So I'm glad that you asked. This retreat includes six guided sessions, and it's spread over the course of 2.5 days. There'll be plenty of downtime between sessions for personal reflection, opportunities to journal, and of course, prayer. Participants can also take part in some elective activities that we have. There will be mindfulness walking, art therapy, hiking, and even horseback riding, if someone likes to do that. And all these activities are designed to support that healing process. More importantly, even there'll be lots of time for fellowship, talking with your other sisters who've gone through this experience, and to have that fellowship during meals, around a campfire, various different times throughout the retreat. We also begin the retreat with worship. Women have the opportunity, as I said, to receive private confession and absolution if desired. We also end on Sunday in worship. It's intentionally designed to be slow-paced, but still safe and confidential, to have a restorative environment with nature where we can connect with God's creation, and also to be with other people or to have some time alone if desired.
What would you say makes the Redeeming Grace Retreat different from other retreats? You mentioned some of the things that you might enjoy on a retreat, horseback riding,
yeah,
and enjoying nature, things like that. How might this retreat be different?
This retreat, Redeeming Grace itself, is unique from many other abortion recovery programs. Some are even scriptured and Bible-centered, but this one's grounded in scripture and Lutheran doctrine. It guides individuals towards healing through confession, through Christ's forgiveness, and that restoration of hope. And that way, it balances both law and gospel with truth and love to address the emotional, but also the spiritual and relational an often associated post-abortion syndrome, which is a collection of mental and emotional symptoms that often happen after an abortion. And while we recognize that some of those post-abortion struggles may have physiological or in-your-body effects as well as psychological or mental effects, Redeeming Grace emphasizes that unresolved guilt is often at the root of many of these symptoms. And so by embracing the forgiveness found in Christ, participants find freedom from that shame and overwhelming guilt that allows them to experience renewed life and a deeper, maybe even renewed relationship with God and with others around them while appreciating the sanctity of every human life.
Now, as a deaconess, you're trained to provide spiritual care, to do works of mercy, to teach women. Why is something like this, this retreat, important for you, especially in your role as a deaconess?
Wow. Well, first, I think it's just the awesomeness of watching God work in people's lives. Watching him work in their lives the way that he's worked in my life, and even to work in their lives in a different way, but still all to his glory. The rewarding aspect is really the organizing the retreat is also the commitment that I have seen and the passion that I've witnessed so many people have when they recognize the need for abortion recovery ministry. We're continually encouraged by individuals who pray for this work and support it and the countless ways that they do. This retreat, the awesomeness of it becoming a reality, has happened through the collaboration of the dedicated staff with Lutherans for Life and also with Lutheran Family Service, who shares the vision and hard work, really has made this possible. We also, though, are really incredibly grateful to the LCMS National Mission Grant, to the Iowa West Human Care Committee, Grace Lutheran Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, the LWML North Wisconsin District, and many individual donors for their generous support. Their prayers, their encouragement have all been instrumental in bringing Christ's healing to women in need, and it has been a blessing for me to be a part of it all.
What kind of challenges have you run into in organizing a retreat? I'm sure that putting together a retreat of this nature and of this, nationwide, right? Really reaching people all across the country, sure, can have its challenges.
And they were not the challenges that I thought that I would have, right? God is funny in that way. Really, though, he has provided every opportunity and every open door and has straightened all the crooked paths. The greatest challenge with this retreat has been helping women move from recognizing their need to actually taking that step to attend the retreat. For that, I'm very grateful for this opportunity for many people to hear about the retreat. We know that fear and shame and uncertainty can make that first step really difficult. And we want to remove as many barriers as possible. So many generous donors have enabled us to keep the participant cost at just $75, which covers all the retreat materials, the lodging, and the meals. We even have some supporters who've offered travel stipends to help cover transportation costs. Our goal is to make this retreat as accessible as possible to any woman seeking healing. And ultimately, we encourage women to take that step into faith and take advantage of this opportunity. We have spots still available, and we want to see you come, because we've seen the healing and the peace and hope that are possible through a Christ-centered abortion recovery program.
Once women have gone through this retreat, have hopefully experienced some restoration and healing, are there opportunities for participants to stay connected after that retreat, after this community has been formed?
Yeah, after the retreat, participants absolutely continue to have access to Word of Hope through phone, through text, even email support. Any ongoing connections with fellow retreat participants are entirely voluntary, and we leave that to the individuals involved because confidentiality is at the core of this program. Personal information will never be shared without the explicit permission of the individual, because we want to ensure a safe and trusted environment both during and after the retreat.
Tell us more about who will be helping with the retreat. Who will be, like, tell us about the volunteers or those who will be helping staff the retreat and keep it moving along.
Yeah. Well, we do have the staff from Lutherans for Life and from Lutheran Family Service. But volunteers play a vital role in the success. And so if you're moved to volunteer, feel free to reach out to us too. We will absolutely receive your help. Volunteers can help by sharing information about the retreat, specifically with their congregations, their communities, and any woman that they're aware of that needs this healing opportunity. But volunteers can also assist with transportation to and from the Des Moines airport for participants or staff who are traveling. In addition, donations of snacks for breaks between the sessions and box lunches for the final day traveling home. That really helps create a welcoming and supportive retreat experience, right? It helps us to be hospitable. And these practical acts of service really allow the participants to focus on their healing journey, but also to experience Christ's love through a caring neighbor, which, again, is part of that community support that they might not have had in this way.
You mentioned registration a little bit ago. Tell us about the logistics of this, where this is located, how participants may get there, and a little bit about the setting. Wildwood Hills Ranch sounds quite delightful.
Yes, I would encourage people to go online and take a look at some images if you haven't seen it, but it is a wonderful location. It's in St. Charles, as I said, St. Charles, Iowa. It's a little distance from Des Moines Airport, so people would fly into Des Moines and we would get them transported from the airport to the retreat center. And then each individual will have their own room. There may be a shared bathroom or they may have a personal bathroom. The rooms are separate from the meeting space where we'll be meeting and where we'll be dining and having time for worship as well as meals together. And it's on a ranch area. So there's trees, there's big lake. As I said, up the path, there's some horses. So there's lots of opportunities to be mindful of God's creation and the beauty of it and the opportunity to connect with that joy, as well as to connect with the people with you. So there'll be rooms near each other. We're not all separated, spread off across the ranch, but we'll be near each other, just not under each other's feet, as you may say. And so there's that opportunity to have rest, right? When you carry a burden like this and it's heavy and it's weighty, and to be able to put it down and to just be present and breathe and rest is an important opportunity to have here.
So if listeners remember only one thing about Redeeming Grace Retreat, what would you want that message to be?
Oh, if you only remember one thing, I hope it's this. Come and see that no sin is greater than God's grace. No matter what you've done or how long you've carried guilt and shame, you don't have to walk that path alone. Come and experience the forgiveness, the healing, and the hope through Jesus Christ.
Very good. Amen. Amen. What's the website again, one more time, for registration information about the Redeeming Grace Retreat?
Yeah. So for information about the retreat, if you're wanting to come as a participant, or if you're even interested in being trained in the Redeeming Grace program, you can contact myself, Chrissy, or Janet. And you can reach us by phone at 888-217-8679. You can visit us on our website. It's word-of-hope.org/RGR for Redeeming Grace Retreat. You can also email us at info@word-of-hope.org. And do so soon, because registration will be closing, but we want you here, fill in all the spots we have available.
We'll share that information in our program notes today as well. Deaconess, thank you so much for spending this time with us. It's been great chatting with you, and thanks for sharing with us about Redeeming Grace retreat.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with you and others. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.